WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. You know that feeling when your brain feels like it's running a marathon while your body just wants to crash on the couch? Yeah, we've all been there. It's 2023, folks, and life is buzzing with more distractions than ever before. Between notifications pinging, news cycles spinning, and social media demanding our attention, it can feel like our minds are always on overdrive. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to combat this daily chaos? It's called mindfulness, and trust me, it's way more powerful than that fancy noise-canceling headset you're probably eyeing. So, today we're diving deep into the power of mindfulness in our everyday activities. Forget those complicated meditation retreats. We're talking about bringing a sense of presence and awareness to even the most mundane tasks. Ever felt like your morning coffee tasted bland because you were already mentally scrolling through your to-do list? That's overstimulation kicking in, folks. But with mindfulness, we can savor every sip, feel the warmth in our hands, and actually enjoy that caffeine boost. It's about shifting our focus from autopilot to fully present, which not only reduces stress but also enhances our enjoyment of life's little moments. Here are five key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of mindfulness. 1. Start small. Think of mindfulness as a muscle. It needs training. Don't pressure yourself to become a meditation master overnight. Begin with tiny acts of awareness. Pay attention to your breath for a few seconds while waiting in line, really feel the texture of your shower gel, or simply listen to the birds chirping for a minute. These small moments of presence can have a big impact over time. 2. Focus on your senses. Our senses are our gateways to the present moment. Engage them fully. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, and touch right now? Describe those sensations to yourself. It's like giving your mind a mini vacation from the constant mental chatter. This sensory awareness grounds us in the here and now, reducing that feeling of being overwhelmed by the world around us. 3. Embrace imperfection. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. It's about acknowledging our thoughts and feelings without judgment. You might find your mind wandering. That's okay. Just gently guide it back to the present moment, like a curious cat returning to its bowl after sniffing around the room. Remember, every little effort counts. 4. Mindful movement. Ever notice how walking can be meditative? Put on some music you love and truly feel your feet hitting the ground, your arms swinging, and your breath flowing with each step. This mindful movement isn't just about exercise. It's about connecting with your body and finding a rhythm that calms the mind. 5. Practice gratitude. Taking a moment to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective from what's missing to what I have. It could be as simple as thanking your partner for making breakfast, appreciating the sunshine on your face, or feeling grateful for a warm cup of tea. Cultivating gratitude is like adding a little dose of positivity to your day, and trust me, that makes a world of difference when you're trying to tap out of overstimulation. Speaking of relatable situations, imagine this. You're stuck in traffic, which is already a recipe for road rage. Your mind starts racing with thoughts about work deadlines, errands to run, and dinner plans. But here's the twist. Instead of letting that frustration build, you take a few deep breaths, focus on the feeling of your hands gripping the steering wheel, and notice the sounds around you, the hum of the engine, birds chirping in the distance, maybe even a distant siren. You might not be able to control the traffic, but you can control your reaction to it. That's mindfulness in action, turning a stressful moment into an opportunity for presence and peace. So, remember, folks, mindfulness isn't some mystical practice reserved for gurus and monks. It's about bringing awareness to our everyday lives, one mindful breath, one sensory experience, one grateful thought at a time. Start small, be kind to yourself, and watch how this simple shift can transform your relationship with the world around you. Ready to level up your mindfulness game? Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to tap out of overstimulation. Leave a review. If it resonated with you, it helps others discover the power of mindfulness too. And don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of real talk and actionable insights. Until then, keep those minds present and those spirits vibrant.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.